paralysis by analysis. And what do I mean by that? If you're a success student, chances are you've heard this before. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. If I talk a little funny, I have a little cold, so excuse me, okay? But today I want to talk about paralysis by analysis, and which is a real trouble in the game. And I'll explain to you why it's it's really something you have to be watchful about. You have to make sure you protect yourself from paralysis by analysis. And what do I mean by that? If you're a success student, chances are you've heard this before, but it's also worth revisiting it and reminding you that overloading of information is real. Okay, information overload, right? It's real. Being overwhelmed with too much information is real. Okay, and we all suffer from it, okay? All of us, including myself, up till now. It's an ongoing battle, ongoing struggle. And when I say that, and I mean paralysis by analysis, just think about it. It's the information age. What we call the digital age, modern age, is driven by information. And you get ahead by how much information you have. But not just that, it's how much you can, your ability to be able to allocate information as resources into your business the right way, okay? Because information overload is not a plus, okay? And being able to avoid information overload takes a certain type of skill, and that's what I wanted to point out for you, okay? You have to have certain formula in place, you know? You want to have a certain system in place to help you allocate the information that you're receiving on the internet, on YouTube videos, on your news feed, on Facebook, on Instagram, and in all these places. You want to make sure that you are positioned to allocate these resources the right way, okay? Because information become resources for your business, but the wrong resources can kill your business as well too. So, and that's basically what I wanted to point out here for you, because it's real, and it's so real that, you know, the two top resources in your business is time and money, right? So if you're good at managing money, how it goes out, how it comes in, yes, that's good, you know, but that's not the only strategy you need. The main strategy that you need to learn how to leverage in your game is management of time, okay? Because you have limited time, okay? You have limited time, and you have, as you can see, I'm trying to think this through properly so I can give you the right information. And time is the number one asset that you really have to manage, because you have limited time, because there's only so much time you have in a given day. And what you spend that time on matters the most. It's one of the reasons why I hate the idea of hanging bandit signs every week, hanging, knocking on doors, driving for dollars, cold calling. All those things are not the best use of your time. There are better ways to use your time than to do those things in the name of, it's just a better way to start. No, it's not a better way to start. That's because you're limiting your brain to old school way of thinking, right? And that's because you're not expanding your mind beyond what the gurus are telling you. You need to expand your mind beyond that. You need to be creative in your thoughts, okay? Don't just take what I'm saying at face value. Think about it. Think about it before you process it. Does that make sense when it comes to leverage? Because leverage simply means doing more in less time, right? It means getting more done with less resources, right? So leverage is the name of the business entrepreneurship game, including real estate wholesaling. And if you don't know how to do that, you will lose very, very fast. I remember when I first got started, quickly, within 6 months, I put together a website where a small membership that my buyers can join, and it made it extremely easy for me to sell my houses once I put a house under contract. And that's how I was able to create very quick results. And most people were like wondering, like, what the hell did they come out of, you know? Because I was able to think in terms of leverage. Yes, I know I need buyers, but buyers, just those 5 or 7 buyers at my local REA are not good enough. They can only do so much, and most of them are full of shit, you know? In reality, that's just what it is. They always find a reason why a deal is not a deal, okay? And that reason is never their fault. It's usually because your numbers are wrong. But I proved them wrong with time because I created more numbers in terms of people exposure in my favor by creating my own buyers list and building my buyers list, okay? And I leveraged many resources, including Craigslist, for things like that. So we're gonna talk more about tactics and skills later, but really this video is about allocating information, okay? Allocating the resources that is coming in your favor. And I was talking about paralysis by analysis. When you have so much information thrown at you, there's a balance between that you need between being creative with your thought and over analyzing everything. Okay, see, I'm an analyst. Okay, I'm an engineer by trade, as in, like, I went to school for that. So it's a little, I have that problem, and I know that many people that are prone for success have that problem, and they have to jump through their hoops. Many people are delayed from their results because they are over analyzing everything, and that was me. Okay, I analyzed everything, you know, analyzed everything. And honestly, it's also a sign that you're taking life too serious. If you take life too seriously, you will miss out a lot on a lot of beautiful things that this life has to offer. You'll miss out a lot, okay? And that's real in business. So I'm not saying don't be strategic. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be strategic about how you process information, how you analyze information. Be strategic about how you take a little bit of something. You get to a point where you know that, you know what, enough studying. Let me go take some action. Okay, that's what separates the people that are overanalyzing from those that are not. You still have to analyze the information. I told you, don't take what I'm saying by face value. You still have to analyze what I'm saying. You still have to process it. But you got to get to a point where you say, let me take some action. That's what separates the losers from the winners. Are we making sense here? So that's what I mean by paralysis by analysis. So you can analyze yourself until your business become completely paralyzed. Okay? So how do you avoid that? You got to have a formula. You got to have a system that you follow. You got to have something that you go by. Okay? That makes the whole business stay in, almost become like a business in a box, and you know what next step to take. And if there's new steps that's going to get involved in your business steps every day, it needs to be processed accordingly and then inserted there strategically. Without, you know, don't start thinking, why would this work? Why didn't this work? What you're overanalyzing. Really, the one thing you should take away from this video is this. Are you watching so many videos, reading so many materials that you're not taking any action, that you have not received any type of impressions in your marketing in the last 1 week? You haven't received one lead. Like, not one person that filled out a form for your business on the internet. That's paralysis by analysis. That's what that is, okay? And you are the views. You know, when people start counting all these 10,000 views on their video, you're that same person that keep watching all those videos, but you're not taking any action. And yes, I want you to watch my video. I want you to share my video, but I want you to take action. You will help me get a lot more views if you become a success story. So it's not necessarily beneficial for me that your business is paralyzed by analysis. Okay? It's not beneficial for all of us. Okay? In the long run, at least, it's not. I want you to become a success story. I want you to become part of the success story in some of the things that I'm saying. It's time to take some action, okay? And taking some action is very, very simple. Put out some marketing. You don't have time? Awesome. That means you probably have some money. If you don't have money, awesome. That means you have some time, okay? Really, the best way to build this business in the digital age is a hybrid of both, okay? And that's something that I help you extensively, and I cover that in details in the book. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Download the book. It's absolutely free if you want the PDF version, and take advantage of it. If you're brand new here, make sure you click the subscribe button below the red button. Click the bell right next to it. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. But let's take some actions. Let's get out there and take some action. Let's start generating some leads, because with no leads, there's no deals. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.